I looked at myself one day and I said, "Self, you should have a beer." I don't think I've ever agreed with myself more than that. This is The Perfect Pour.
One take.
Almost loved it.
Welcome to The Perfect Pour, or should I just say, The Haze Craze Show!
What? That's it,
We're
quit.
We're changing our name.
Since
3BZ can change their name, SD Beard Talk can change their name, we're changing our name too, because we want to be cool. We're called The Haze Craze Show now, because Nick, what Nick wanted it. So welcome
cool.
Welcome to Haze Craze.
Why don't you just call it The Mushroom on Pizza Podcast?
Oh, that sounds good.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Oh, no, we have so many problems. So many food topping-related problems on this show. We also talk about beer. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
He's all right. He's here. He's
the okay, Crazen's guy. Cast.
You just caught him off guard.
Crazen's Cast.
Next couple hours, going to be talking all Crazen's. Oh, man. Crazy Crazen's. All the things you can do with it. And also beer. Craft beer. Indie beer. All the beers. We're going to be drinking a lot of it. Later on, we're going to be talking about beers to look out for. And the beers we were drinking in the past week. Louis, the lab, is going to be annoying the brothers all 2 hours. And we're going to have fun. A couple of beers we had before the show started, we had from Tioga Sequoia Brewing. The Zorro Zormos? Zorro Lager.
Yeah, the
Zorro Lager. Don't try to be cute.
Zomo Zoros is their tagline.
Zomo Zoros. It's
I'm having more.
Tioga's straight up lager. It seemed like it became like the beer that it was like, oh, we made this beer for our soccer team, but now it's just like this. It's your lager, right? Am I right about that?
Both statements are true.
Yes, I made true statements.
Yes,
we started off
factual.
We made a lager.
Yeah. And you keep making it.
Yep.
When soccer season's over, will you continue to make it?
Yep.
Well, there you go. Year round. That's the industry term. Year round.
That's the official term.
Is that it? Industry.
Seasonal.
It's a production beer.
Annual.
We also had Alvarado Street. Alvarado Street from California. Central California. Alta, California. It's called American Pale Ale.
American.
Very lovely pale. Donated to the show by Vince. What do you think? Pretty sure?
Nope. Set it right on top of the cans. Vince.
Set it right there. So you can actually donate. There are several ways you can donate beer to the show. One is just drop them off at the beer garden at Tioga Sequoia and say, "This is for Matt." Don't try to steal it, person.
Yeah. Cold box this right away.
Cold box it now. So thanks, Vince, for that. I always enjoy Alvarado Street, man. One of our favorites.
Then steal a coaster and giggle and run away.
Got you guys.
Suckers.
Oh, wet. That was a wet open.
I love gold.
All right.
I'm just going to move on.
Hashtag wet open. Blazing trails.
Oh, jeez.
It's a gusher.
That was a bad open. That was just a... I didn't open it enough, so I gave a really bad pour onto my pants, onto my slacks.
Hey, onto your slacks, your podcast slacks.
My podcast slacks are all wet. Oh, no.
Are you taking extra pours for your pants?
Going left or right of the podcast now. This one is donated to the show by Chew Your Beer. It is Indiana Jones theme. It's from Los Angeles Ale Works. It's called what? The Lost Juice.
Juicy Citrus IPA. Hey, wait a minute. The Alien's Indiana Jones.
Oh, is Indiana Jones an alien?
I think he just might be.
Is that what they're implying? Los Angeles Ale Works?
Hey, have you got that aroma yet? Stop drinking it. Take the aroma. It's citrusy.
But it's like grapefruit, like old grapefruit citrus.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Not my favorite.
But it's Indiana Jones themed.
But it's Indiana Jones themed. It's all right.
Says follow the law. LAAW, Los Angeles Ale Works. And they're established, established daily. These guys, I think they're witty.
They reestablish themselves every day.
We got a witty bunch amongst us.
Those LA Ale Works guys. Thank you, Chew, for that. So we got a few beers roaming around. Good way to start the show. So,
whack it too. It's a whack it too brew.
The other night.
Oh boy.
We're in the house and,
is this a ghost story?
It's all
story?
Quiet. Yeah, maybe. And it's all quiet in the house. It's, you know, it's 10 o'clock at night. All
right.
Watch the TV with the producer. And you hear this boom. It's like, what the fuck was that? I know all the sounds. My house makes lots of sounds. This is a different sound. Sound like sort like a door or something, but like an but in an odd way. So, because I'm a man, I got up and
looked
around.
Hit behind your wife.
Honey, send Louie out there.
Make the dog look.
Louie's not going to go out there. So, you know, took my iPhone flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
Started looking around the property. Somebody. Look around the house, check on the kid. Can't stop find any, you know, everything looks cool. Doesn't seem like anyone's on the property. Like, oh, what the fuck? What was that? Mm-hmm. That was an odd sound. And, you know, end up going to bed. Next morning, open the fridge, and it was a peanut butter stout. It blew open in the fridge. Popped the cork. I did put one of the wine corks on it.
Oops.
And the cork fell out of the fridge when I opened it. So that was the sound. It was, I don't know why, but it didn't like splooge out. It just popped the cork out. Why would it do that? Matt, why would it do that?
Pressure.
Pressure. All right. I just thought it's weird that would blow the pop off when it didn't like, it wasn't an old beer. It'd been in there like 2 days, maybe.
Yeah.
It's weird, man. It scared me. It was real scary.
Yeah. Frightening. Scary. Oh, yeah.
Something's got to give.
the stopper thing. Must not have been the proper size for the bottle.
Yeah. Well, it's one of those wine ones, so.
Wine. Who drinks wine?
Right. Exactly. So let's get into some cool culture, Matt.
Ooh, he did the old.
I do not.
I looked at Nick, and then I said, "Matt,
dang, I don't have anything."
He's lazy.
I literally got back into town.
He's been
lazy.
Somebody check his.
Not
brain.
Even. We saw there were some shuttle beers.
It's not culture.
No. I would like to say I would like to apologize on behalf of the Perfect Pour. If you're on an Instagram stories a few days ago and you saw a Coors Light, I would like to apologize for that. That was not me. I'm gonna. Who knows who could have been? But I'm just gonna say it's not me. Mm-hmm. It was very offensive. I'm sorry for anyone that was offended by us or our Instagram stories. Please forgive us our misgivings.
What did we do now? Great.
Are we going to start a segment? We short a Coors Light on our feed. That's terrible.
Are we just going to start a weekly I'm sorry segment?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Guess what we did this week, guys?
And glittery shoes as well, which was fun.
Ooh.
Who knows who had those?
I don't know.
But... Just want to get that off my chest, you know. A lot of people were writing in.
Many followers were writing in.
I saw Coors Light on your feed, and I am offended.
Me too.
Sincerely,
man.
We've been getting lots of mail.
mail.
Actual mail.
Ooh. So, Nick, we have, since Matt was
Suds in the City follows me on Instagram. As of right now.
I would hope so.
They're trying to
drum up business.
Yeah. Yeah. They're trying to fool me into thinking this is a good idea. I did hear Zax will now be part of Suds in the City. So there's three local breweries.
Hmm. Tauga?
I don't know. Is Tauga?
Is Tauga in Suds in the City? Is Tauga?
I'm not even sure. I've stayed. That's its own thing, and I've stayed away from it.
Does that involve the beer garden? No. I don't want to hear about it.
Yeah. We're having October.
I got to be there.
We're having Oktoberfest on the same day.
Don't
so
tell me.
My energy and mind power is focused on inside the gates.
I saw Southgate's having an Oktoberfest, too.
This,
The
Oktoberfests are everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And Pita Kebab in Visalia.
Well, South Valley. It's our problem.
Tembler's releasing an Oktoberfest brew.
Wow.
With an official Oktoberfest. So the blue and the white.
Is it
checkered?
Is it Reinhardskirbot?
Ooh, it should be. I wonder.
Is it official Reinhardskirbot
rules? Water. Must use finest water.
I'm doing some sort of weird Russian accent for a German.
That's fine. But I've noticed people have appropriated the traditional blue and white diamond checker patterns on lots of their social medias this year for Oktoberfest activities.
They think that's official Oktoberfest look.
Apparently. Thanks to spotting, I guess.
You gotta use blue and white checkerboard.
Checkerboard.
If you want it to be Oktoberfest.
Checkerboard. This is how my week has gone. This is the stuff I have to complain about.
All right.
Everybody's favorite investment brews. Right?
Yeah, I love the investment brews.
Investment brews. So the Canarchy Collective, right? Oscar Blues is the most prominent player in this game. They have put together what the Full Pint is calling the first cross-brewery mixed pack.
Cross-brewery mixed pack?
So you don't get one brewery, four different beers. You get four breweries and four different beers. You're going to get Cigar City's High Lie, Dale's Pale Ale, Perrin Brewing's Black Ale, and Hop Rising by Squatters Craft Beers.
Squatters.
Squatters.
I got Squatters. We got Squatters.
And I say, you know what I'm going to say?
What?
First of all, I mean, this is a cool idea. I like it. But Full Pint, I'm going to say nay. I'm going to say technically the Beer Camp
from
Sierra Nevada is the first cross brewery mixed pack.
What?
But they were always in partnership with Sierra Nevada.
Right. But like those are like collab beers.
Yeah. But then, so I figured you'd say something
this
like
mix
that.
Cap, this mix pack is like, it's their beers, but they're mixing it in there.
Yes. It's right. Four separate, no collabs in this mix pack.
No collabs.
Four breweries, four beers.
It's their normal beers. They're just mixing it in there.
And I'm going to say to you, anybody that's ever shopped at World Market around Christmas time, and gotten beers around the world.
That's true.
Knows that was mixed. The original mixed brewery mixed pack.
Right. Well, this maybe.
So now
those are always international, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
The cost plus ones?
Yeah. Okay, fine.
Oh.
Another technicality.
It doesn't seem like it would be the first, though. I think you're right, though. I don't.
If you really wanted to nail it down, I guess it would be the first craft, I won't say independent, but I'll say craft brewery canned only mixed pack with all U.S. breweries.
Probably.
Okay. Moving on.
We'll give them that.
What could be better than untapped badges?
Oh, just nothing, man.
Oh, really?
They're the best.
Oh, I'm glad you say it.
Gosh. What? What could be better? What could beat that? I mean,
how about luck? Actual embroidered patches from Bottle Logic Brewing.
Whoa. Are they like badges style?
They are badges style. They're cute little round embroidered patches.
Are they cute?
They're cute. It's super cute. So, fellow innovators, we bring a brand new achievement artifact patch into play for Labor Day weekend. And they give the hours that they're open. To earn the designated dirigible patch over the holiday festivities, simply visit by way of Lyft, Uber, bus, taxi, and prove your transportation technique to the beer tender with a coordinating screenshot, bus ticket, set of mirror dice.
This is a Han Solo's dice? Is that what they're asking
for? Hey, if you come by Millennium Falcon and you could prove it.
See, look, we got Han's dice.
Oh, and I brought Chewie, too.
We don't serve their kind in here.
Oh, and then he gets sad and walks away. But it's yappy hour. So, limit one patch per person per day. Patches have a growing purpose.
What?
Yes. This is just the beginning. Live patches.
Do they look like Untapped patches, or is it like their own thing? And they're like, wink, wink, it's like Untapped.
Similar, and they're round, and they have some kind of beer pun logo.
But they're not like, is the same patch you would get an Untapped. They're like, they made up.
No, this is, completely independent of Untapped. But it's similar in feeling.
That was a quick fridge, Mike. Wow. He has
purpose. He needs some
purpose.
He needs some CCB.
I'm fading quick. I gotta,
get my fire back.
Fired up.
Yeah, long day. This guy was on the coast earlier today.
26 hour tour.
This is a freshie right here.
Yeah, I woke up on the coast after a long night. Drove home. And then I put probably about 60 kegs away. Yeah. And then reacclimated to Fresno weather.
He means he drank 60 kegs, by the way.
Put 60 kegs away, man. Not a problem.
Don't read it. Don't read the beer style. No, actually, it doesn't say the beer style. Perfect.
I love gold. Just
yeah, it doesn't say.
Good.
Pitch perfect. Is this pitch perfect?
I said
two?
Don't rate it.
Or Pitch Perfect 3.
I said
3.
Don't rate it. Stop, well, stop that thinking.
Nope. That name doesn't mean anything, beer-wise.
Smell it, sip it. Tell me what you think.
From Central Coast Brewing.
What are we, a cheap date over here?
I like the aroma.
It's malty. It's an amber.
No, not an amber.
Okay.
Sorry. I'm going to have to one-up you.
This one knocked my socks off.
Whoa. Whoa. I better do some palate cleansing here.
Guess that style.
I want to say it's a pale, but like you asking us to guess the style makes me think it's not something easy.
There's some boozy there. Kick off your shoes.
That's really delicious.
Sit back and relax.
I think.
Welcome to Americana.
I think it's a.
It's a mead.
It's a hoppy pilsner.
Ding 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 ding.
Dang.
Yes,
it is. It is a hoppy lager.
Oh,
you could have. Pilsner lager, same thing. You could have fooled me saying that this was a pale ale or an IPA.
Mm-hmm.
It is that clean, that crisp, and that hoppy that it almost has no lager finish to it at all.
Look at the color, though. That's very golden.
Mm-hmm.
Gold. I love. Gold, comma, I love.
So, yeah, this came across my...
He just died.
This came across
rest in peace. My I love taster gold.
Flight and
August 2018,
and I was like, thoroughly impressed with it.
You're like, you want to get a taster to see which you're going to crowler? Was it a taster flight to determine which will be crowlered? Because you do that when you have like 20 minutes. You're like, fuck! Give me a taster flight. Hurry! I need to figure out which I'm going to. Get a crowler of.
The meter's running.
Hurry, see? I gotta hurry. I got a big meeting, see?
I mean, I could have just came back with crowlers of Monterey Street. I got one for myself. But I was like, who just...
Do you hear what he said?
I think we heard you.
I was like...
I think I heard him say he got one for himself, Nick.
Who does that? And I was like, all right, I'm all... I looked at their menu... And I was like, okay, I'll have these three. And she's all, oh, by the way, that first TV is not working. So I walked to the other side of the bar, and I was like, oh,
but I want to watch my sports ball.
So there were 12 more beers for me to choose from. So I went down the list, and I picked out five. I mean, they were all fairly good. I'll briefly describe them in my Been Caught Drinking, but... Mm-hmm. This was one of them where I was like, okay, I'm like, I've had Summer Vibes. I know what Summer Vibes is all about, but I was like, this rivals it, in my opinion.
Very good. Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect is...
Central Coast Brewing is...
It's perfect, just that.
Pour approved.
It's as hot as Anna Kendrick.
I was going to make an Anna Kendrick reference, and I didn't know what to do, so thank you.
I don't know. I think Britney Snow is a little hotter.
I don't know that I know Britney Snow. Welcome to Guy Talk.
You're welcome, ladies.
Anna Kendrick may or may not be on my Pinterest feed.
Will our voicemails be lit up with that bit from last week?
Yeah. Oh, boy. Sometimes you guys reveal too much there.
A little too much, fellas.
Sometimes I get on the Perfect Pour Instagram and I go, I wonder which one of us followed that one. Nobody asked.
Which
nobody
one is told? Using the no, no. Perfect Pour to hide that from their wife?
Because on Facebook, like if somebody comments or does something on a profile, it's like, oh, this status update was posted by Nick. Instagram doesn't tell you that. It doesn't say these were followed by. Don't know.
Oh, I wasn't on Instagram this week. It could have been me.
I didn't say there's anything wrong or grotesque or inappropriate. Grotesque. I just said
this
I was
is
like,
grotesque.
I was like, I didn't follow this one, but okay.
But now I know about double tap.
Now I know about this one. I don't know. I just follow beer on Instagram.
That's right. Beer. We've been hacked.
I've been hacked. Beer girls are in my feed. I've been hacked. Honey, I got hacked. Yes, I'm sure you did, dear. You sure get hacked a lot, dear. I know, right?
Yeah. Just FYI, the single one in the group is our scapegoat.
Yep. Yeah, it's called, that was
probably
bad.
Matt.
That was bad. Oh yeah, he's single. Yeah.
Yeah, been, you remember? He's single.
Yeah, remember? He's just, crazy. He's girl crazy, honey. He's girl crazy, going crazy on our social media. Oh yeah, probably Matt.
That's
yep.
Silly Matt.
Yep. Gosh. Boy.
Just keeping our numbers up.
Somebody needs to tame him. Because he is going nuts on there. We all good? We're having a good time. It's a craft beer show.
Is it?
I have to remind it. After about every 10 minutes, I got to remind the listener. Just so you know. Main focus.
You got to break in with the call letters. Is that what's going on here?
Craft beer. Main focus.
Just put a sound drop. It's all now on air. Perfect Pour podcast. It just zones in and out every once in a while.
Yeah. It's just like an NPR-like leader. Yeah.
You're listening. It's while we're talking, it's just a guy just like, you're listening to the Perfect Pour. This is a craft beer show. Just so you know.
Just so you know. He's even our break-in's disappointed.
It's a pretty bad one this week.
We're sorry.
Perfect Pour podcast is drawn by a live studio audience.
If you keep listening, awesome. You might actually learn something, but we're just not sure.
All right, you can email us stuff. If you're like, you don't like all this banter between the three of us.
You want us to shut up.
Yeah, you can email us stuff. Perfect Pour Podcast.
We get sidetracked easily.
At gmail.com. And listen to this gentleman emailed us this.
I hope it's Chef.
I think we're all going to enjoy it.
Never going to make good beer. Always going to let you down. Making multi IPAs and we love.
That's a new drop from Paul. What? Inspired by last week's show.
It's not Paul.
Never gonna make good beer. Always gonna let you down. Making multi IPAs and weak lagers.
It's making them multi IPAs.
Making them long multi IPAs.
It's the acoustics in his new bathroom. It adds that baritone.
How
to
can that be
very
Paul?
Nice?
He must have got a different person.
Never gonna make good beer. Always gonna let you down. Making multi IPAs and weak lagers.
I'm digging the royalty free backing track.
I'm gonna guess that he put a shit ton of compressor on himself and then did a change the, you know, digitally. It changed his pitch.
Are you
down
saying he auto-tuned himself?
I'm saying he might have auto-tuned.
Whoa, down. Whoa.
down, please.
He might have he might have put his voice in drop D.
Give me the Lemmy.
Everything's in drop D, bro. I dropped the E, D, and C.
To get Lemmy, I think you have to eat crushed glass.
Ah, yes.
I think that's his vocal method.
Okay.
I can't believe that's Paul.
Never gonna make good beer.
Or do you just want to play this again?
I'm trying to play it.
Okay.
Are you trying to say he...
Weak log? Did you say weak loggers? That's a weak logger, bro.
It's not long enough, is it? That's the real problem.
I know. I need it to be long. I thought it was going to be long because I saw the email and I got the notification like earlier this week. I saw Paul. He's like, I saw Ashley and I said, I saw, couldn't help myself. I was like, oh my God. I cannot wait, but I cannot listen to it before the show. I want to listen to it right now, but I can't. I'm going to wait. And I was imagining like one of his 2-minute songs, but this is still, I'm going to keep
Never going to make good beer. Always going to let you down. Making multi IPAs and weak lagers.
Multi IPAs and weak lagers.
Never going to make good beer.
That would be my brewery right there. No, I would never make a multi IPA.
Well, that song's on top of the charts this week.
Number one in the Perfect Pour charts. Rick Astley beer song.
We just made Paul $30 right there.
Oh, yeah. He's raking in the royalty dough. So, thanks. Thanks, thanks, Paul.
Your Patreon money goes to Paul.
Fun fact.
Sorry.
Paul owns a line of cleaners in the Central Coast area called Paul's Cleaners. He admitted it, too. That's what he does. Admitted it.
He's like, yeah, let's see. I did it.
That's, yeah.
That's how he got his brewery gig.
Yep.
He's like, oh, you want that clean?
That clean? You got to hire me.
Yep.
Iron Springs.
Like the brewery cracks the door open. Hey, you got a second?
Yes.
And he's like, no, we're busy. Oh, just come on, let me. And he starts scrubbing the floor with a toothbrush in the crack of the door.
He's like, see?
Look how clean that is.
You want to get this clean.
So right? Make sure you go to Paul's Cleaners in San Luis Obispo and ask for the Perfect Pour discount.
See what happens. Nothing will happen.
Cut in footage from 60s TV show of guy getting thrown out the door.
And stay out.
Will you call me tonight? Voice
Who's man. This imposter?
Yeah, back to back.
Will you talk about beer and tell me your drive?
Oh, yeah.
Man.
Feel free to cover more songs too.
Well, currently, yeah,
that more. One brings the feels
every week. Every week, yeah, we want to get every week. We want a new Paul song, and then we want Keith to cover it the next week.
Yeah,
so Keith,
unplugged style.
Get to work.
What else you got? Come on.
Yeah, more. We treat our song, our drops, just like we treat beer. We're like, all right. Had it.
That's new enough. Beer.
What else do you have?
All right, Keith, we need you to make the next 15 seconds of the Rick Astley song.
acoustic version of that.
Together, they will make the whole song, but they'll each do 15-second increments.
All right, yeah.
I like this.
That'll be super easy.
We
should do that.
Yeah,
super easy.
You can email us stuff. You can record something, a voice on your, use your smartphone, record your voice. And then email it to us at perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com. And that's, we got a group of listeners that did it. We still, the voicemail rule is still two voicemails under 3 minutes. I would like to make that one voicemail, but you know, what are you going to do? If you have to do a second one, that's fine. But let's, you know, come on. You can get it in one voicemail. I bet you can. Let's try and do it. And then here we go.
Hey, Perfect Pour, a.k.a. Joanne here.
Woohoo!
And Joanne. I'm working!
No!
Man, last week was the wrong week to miss an episode.
Really?
Because that was the Chew episode.
You missed that one.
Man, that really touched me, too, because I'm Latina. I'm Puerto Rican. And something very similar happened to me and my brother one time. We were at this place watching some jazz band, and we had already gotten a couple drinks, and a little into the show, the waitress comes over and she says, "You guys need to buy something." And we were like, "We already did." And she's like, "Well, you guys need to buy more or you have to leave."
What?
And it was ridiculous. But yeah, something very similar has happened to me. So I really feel you, Chew. I think that's pretty much it. Keep up the good work, guys.
Aw, thank you. Man,
it's nice to hear from her. It sucks. That's the reason why.
I know. What the hell?
Oh, shit. Keep up the good work. Keep up the
good work. Keep up the good work, guys. It's just so shocking to us that Chew's story. If you missed that two episodes ago or three episodes ago, about Chew's story with Noble and
Mason
or Mason.
Yeah.
Not Noble.
No, Noble's good.
Noble's good. Good. Cause yeah, Chew was drinking and Noble this week. I saw him. But Mason was basically refused to serve Chew and his group. And, for really just obvious racial reasons, cause, there was just no sense to it. So, it's just like, you think in craft beer, you think like everybody's cool. Like you have always this general feeling like everybody's cool and like craft breweries, like, you know, stick together and work with each other and they aren't competitive against each other. They're just like help each other out and everybody's just, chill people and, you know, very open, just like, hey, yeah, cool. Yeah. And then you hear every once in a while, you'll hear some, you know, there'll be some brewer that's just not like that. And you're just like, huh? Like,
yeah.
What are you doing in craft beer? Like, I don't understand you, but that sucks for Chew and it sucks for Joanne. So thanks for sharing.
Yeah.
I will gladly hear more of that kind of stuff. And as we continue on with the email voicemails, and oh wait, this Janine hit, okay, our Colorado reps last week started they want a Perfect Pour calendar and they want, you know, to have 12 us to gather 12 pictures of Perfect Pour listeners, or, you know, basically. And so you can build your own Perfect Pour calendar. And so they've sent in a picture of themselves. So they have started it. So if you want to email a picture that you feel is calendar worthy of you hanging out with your beer or hanging out in your favorite place, I feel like they're going to call and talk more about it. Like they did last week. They did last week.
You have this.
Listen to last week's voice.
Ominous notes, premonition.
But, yeah, we're gonna gather a calendar.
Oh man.
We need 11 more pictures.
Does that mean I'm December?
Colin and Janine have begun. Yeah, you're December. You're during stout season. That's for sure.
There's no season. Hey guys.
Audie Alvarado here, Mexican Beericano. Hey, so I have a story for you.
I hope he got his apartment clean.
That involves Total Wine, and it's kind of a long story, so I'm going to try to keep it short so we can keep this under 3 minutes. But I have a gripe with Total Wine, in specific, a Total Wine in Minnesota, specifically Burnsville, Minnesota, and specifically their manager, Nick. So, story goes, I had a family wedding this past weekend, and they said, hey, you know a lot about beer. Would you like to be the bartender for our wedding? It's like, not really, but I guess I can if you need me to. And so the bride was like, well, we only have beer and wine, so and make it easy on you. I was like, yeah, I can figure that. I can handle that. So the bride asked me the day of the wedding, well, a few days before, but she asked me on the day of the wedding to go pick up the order at Total Wine. Now, I thought I was only picking up 2 kegs of beer, and that was it. So I show up to Total Wine, and it's a Saturday, and about 1 o'clock-ish. And it's packed in there, like always. But it seems like there was the manager who was doing customer service, wasn't really doing much. So went up to the service counter and said, hi, I'm picking up a order for this person. He's like, all right, sounds good. We'll get that going for you. So the guy, one of the workers, goes to the back and grabs 2 kegs. It's like, awesome, sweet. And he's like, all right, just sign this paperwork. He'll roll it out to your vehicle, and we're all set. I was like, sounds good. So the guy rolls it out to my vehicle, and as he's rolling it out, he kind of hops the cart off the curb, and one of the kegs falls over. Mm. Looks straight at me and goes, knew that was going to happen. Why'd you do that? And I was like, excuse me? And he pretty much just blamed dropping a keg on me.
What the fuck?
And I was not cool about that. But I brushed it off, grabbed the 2 kegs, go to the wedding. Wedding starts and reception's about to start, so I'm starting to get things ready for the bar, and I'm like, where's the wine? So I ask around and I'm like, does anybody know where the wine is? And the immediate answer I got from everyone was, I thought you were supposed to pick it up. I was like, oh, I had no idea I was supposed to pick up the wine. I thought I was only picking up 2 kegs. So this turns into a huge fiasco because I have at least 23 people come up to my bar and ask me if I have any wine. Unfortunately, I did not. So we're on the phone with Total Wine and they're like, oh yeah, it looks like you were supposed to get it with your order. It's like, great, but I didn't. And they're like, okay, well, we can send it out to you. It's like, but at this point, it's an hour away from Total Wine, the venue. And by the time they would have gotten it out here, dinner would have been done. And people had probably already started to leave. So we're like, no. We're going to go to the nearest liquor store. We're going to buy wine. We're going to figure this out later. They're like, okay, sounds good. So the next day, after we got the wine that from a different liquor store, which we had to pay out of pocket for, next day, go back to return the kegs and the tap, and I'm like, hey, look it. This is what happened. Kind of frustrated. So this time, instead of Nick helping me at the front desk, Kathleen's helping me at the front desk, and she is so nice. She's like, well, did you guys use both kegs? And unfortunately, we only went through 1 keg. The other keg had never been touched. She said, we usually don't do this, but we'll refund the full keg for full price. And we're like, thank you so much. And I was like, but for the wine, we had to go pay out of pocket for this. It was very frustrating. Can you do anything about this? She goes, well, we could probably do something. I just have to get it approved through another manager. He'll be here tomorrow. Can you come back tomorrow? I was like, yep, I can definitely do that. Thank you so much, Kathleen. You've been a lot of help. Come back the next day after Nick had called the bride that morning and said, hey, you weren't supposed to get a refund for that keg, and, you know, this isn't our fault that you didn't get the wine. So I got very furious, and I walked into the Total Wine and met with Nick, and I sat down and I said, hey, I was going to be okay with you just refunding us for the difference of the wine that we bought. They were going to give us $80. But now, since you blamed us for not knowing what we were picking up, and also blaming me for dropping a keg, which you did, and saying that, you know, we weren't supposed to get a refund on the keg, which I didn't even ask for.
I don't know what happened, bro.
Did your phone go to sleep?
Phone went to...
Ask for a refund on the keg. I'm pretty pissed off right now. So, you know, you got to fix this. And he totally just deny. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. I think we've been giving you great customer service. I was like, yeah, but you were a dick about it the whole time. You mean you pointed fingers back and forth. So, you know, I don't get pissed off at a lot of things, but man, was I ticked off at this guy. So, bottom line, moral of the story, Nick from Total Wine in Burnsville, sir, you need to learn customer service better, and I don't know how you got a manager position, because, man, you just put the blame on everybody else but yourself, bud. So that's my gripe. I went over a little bit on, you know, 3 minutes. I'm sorry, guys, but I just had to vent about, because you guys talk about Total Wine all the time, but I will never step foot in a Total Wine ever again. I prefer to go to the smaller guys, plus they have a better local selection than Total Wine does. So, yeah, that's just my gripe about Total Wine.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry I had to do that, guys.
Nope.
But, hey, keep up the good work, guys. And we'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
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 Oh, man.
Blast. That was a terrible Nick. We have terrible a much better Nick. Could you talk to him, Nick, being his fellow Nicks? Be like, Nick.
Well, two Nicks don't make a right. So
that's true.
Yeah. I don't know what I could do.
You're like, man, you're making Nicks out to be real bad, Nick.
We're all jerks.
You're all jerks.
We're all jerks.
That's a terrible manager.
You put a Nick in a vest, and that's what you get.
Oh, yes. Watch it when we get the vest on.
I've never seen Nick put a vest on. Who knows what happens? It's
called the power vest.
You're like, yeah, I got a vest on. You don't.
That's right.
Buddy.
Do you see sleeves on this?
Hey, you dropped that keg. What? You dropped this keg. I have a vest on.
That's right.
How could I have dropped it?
If I had sleeves on, it'd be another story.
Yeah.
This is a vest, sir.
This is a vest. No way I would drop that keg. You feel me? So, respect the vest.
Customer service has gone to shit lately. And I'm not just talking about beer. But I do.
It's a problem.
It's a problem.
Man, crazy time. Crazy times, guys. We're having fun. We've blown through that crowler.
Oh, no, there's a touch left.
Oh, really? Usually, as a person that cleans up after our mess.
Not tonight.
The crowlers usually have like half the crowler full.
No. You know, you're going to clean up after us, but there ain't going to be
nothing. Not tonight, you're not.
Nothing left in that crowler.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you're not cleaning this crawler.
Getting the bottom pour.
See, that proves I made a good decision.
Yeah, when you can empty a crawler, you got a good crawler.
That was a good song they played last night.
Either that, or there's nothing
good
but stouts left.
Was that new?
Hey guys,
What's going on? It is Saturday night, the night
it's
of
like
all
Colorado
best nights.
Rips.
I'm driving.
We are driving, and we're coming back from Strange Crab Brewing Company. One of the best spots in Denver, if you like cool places.
We're going back to Satire?
No. Yep, trying Satire again. They only had 3 beers left last time we went there, and they ran the fuck out of beer. So we're going to see what they got today.
Fuckers.
Maybe they won't have anything. I don't know.
So, talk to Evil Circle.
Evil Circle. All right, dude. Evil Circle, you want to hang out in Denver. You want to see cool stuff. You want to know what we're doing. So here's what's happening. Janine's not going to be in town. She's not even going to be in the entire
country. Why bother
country.
Coming
She's,
then.
She's running so for the hills.
It's just going to be me. I am not going to GABF in what? Janine's absence. But there's plenty of GABF events happening that we can scoop up on and have a good time with. So I assume by your voicemail that you're going to be there on Friday. You're going to be doing GABF things on Friday. So you're saying Saturday, Sunday that you want to do some things. And this also extends to anybody else that wants to come out to Colorado and hang out here. I have a big car. I will take you guys places. I think that,
yeah, you
do. Where do you think the Garage Boys want to go?
Oh, the Garage Boys? They're okay. Here's my rules. I'm not going
go ahead,
to
hop
the
in
titty
the trunk.
Bar, okay, with you guys. That's not happening. You guys can do that on your own time. However, downtown, River North area, we can spend an entire night on foot there, and it's awesome. Definitely. Brewery after brewery after brewery. You guys will not get thirsty all night long, for sure. If you guys want to go check out a place like Four Noses, you guys want to go all the way to Greeley. I mean, depends on who comes into town, who wants to call it out. Wherever you guys want to go, whatever you guys have time for. I am down to hang out and have the biggest get it ever. Willards, like that. But something awesome. So when you get in town, contact me.
Ever
you guys
get
know
it.
How to.
You have to say Willards.
And we'll
Chant.
Have a good time because it's GABF week, and you guys coming all the way out here, that's freaking awesome.
And I want to. We sent a picture in to Mikey for the calendar.
Yeah, we're good. We got a calendar picture.
And we want to encourage everyone else to send in pictures as well.
More.
And we want to encourage the guys, Mikey, Nick, and Matt, to also take pictures of yourselves because you know what?
I do that all
Mikey,
the time.
You're fucking August.
You're Mr. fucking August, Mikey.
So you got to be Mr. August. So do something. Yeah. Just take a picture. Because you're Mr. fucking August.
It's still August, too.
Great. And yeah. Nick is Mr. December, and, you know, and then Matt is Mr. February. So, you know, figure it out.
Yeah, you guys are shoe-ins for those months,
yeah.
For sure.
You just got to do it.
You're going to
be dang host.
So just make it happen.
Valentine's. Yeah, do it.
Debt.
Sweet. Yeah.
And remember to
keep
up
the good work, guys.
Yeah. Yay.
Dang it. How do they do this?
See, the thing is, I don't have to take photos of myself often because people take them of me for me.
Wow.
They're like, look, it's Matt.
So
take a picture.
If you, there's a beard out in the wild. It's a thing.
I'm just going to tell you right now, mine's going to involve Photoshop. So I don't care if that's cheating.
It's going to be you on that bike.
No, that would be cool. I should bring that back.
Yes. Hey, guys, got a six-pack. It's just you, bike, six-pack, Stonehenge.
Nice.
Good.
Drinking in Stonehenge.
Yep.
What are you doing this week?
Perfect Pour, what's up?
This looks
this
weird.
Is your Long Beach rep, John in Long Beach, a.k.a. Fire Dog Brewing. I am not driving.
Uh-oh.
I am sitting on my behind, drinking a beer after work, watching my cats play fight. It's quite entertaining. But at any rate, I just wanted to call and say thank you. Big thank you to Benj Clark. Our Sonoma rep came through for me. A week from today, I am going to be in Montana. And all those great recommendations for the breweries in Montana, awesome. You know, the Perfect Pour has been a great resource for me. I've gone on a few trips, gotten some good recommendations. For my Detroit trip
all
earlier
about
in
those
the summer,
recos.
I feel like Seattle. I got a recommendation or two. I got this here for Montana. You know, whether you just communicate through voicemails on the show or reach out to the reps. Now that Mikey's got that page built out, this is a great resource. So when you travel and want to check out new breweries, you know. Perfect Pour got you covered. So thank you.
Yes.
Lastly, I will just say, Colin, Janine, that's another great idea. Love this idea of the calendar. All of us reps, let's all get together. We need to send in a couple, 2-3 pictures each. Give them some options.
Yeah, we want different views.
Well, not too many. Let's just keep it to like 1 or 2 pictures.
Yes.
But we should all do it. We should all send in some pictures and let them pick what they like. Let's be creative. Come up with some fun, funny, interesting, images of ourselves or what we like to do with the drinking and the beer and the breweries and the wherever we like to do it. Yeah, good idea, guys. So I could use a calendar for 2019. And with that, I will say au revoir. And per usual, keep up the good work, guys.
Oh, yeah.
Guys.
I love gold.
This is a beer donated to the show by Fire Dog Brewing.
Whoa.
John in Long Beach.
How appropriate.
Yeah, this came yesterday to our P.O. box. This yeast sample came to our UPS box.
Pissed off today.
If you want that address, it's in the... Oh, you want this? Oh. It's going around the table.
Yeah, keep talking, but whatever.
Left to right of your podcast dial. Fremont Brewing up there in Seattle. I'm not sure why Long Beach John has Fremont Brewing, but what's it called?
Head Full of Dynamite.
This is why I love the show. I think it was either last week or the week before I put this in Looking Out For, because I saw somebody on Instagram that was having this beer and was really liking it. And it was a really cool can. I was like, I'll put it in my Looking Out For. See what happens. Here it is.
Boom. It happened.
This whole show is a ruse just to get free beer every week.
I did not know that, but I'm not upset.
Some sort of beer pyramid scheme.
See, you have two guys in
view. If you can just get two guys to
and
get
you have two guys in
two beers, then you're going to owe me two beers when that guy gives you two beers. And then you can get two more.
We'll be set. Dun, 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 dun.
Whoa, this is different.
Slurp.
What? Whoa, what is that?
It's a hazy.
It's a haze.
I don't know, but it's like there is something different.
It's a traditional East Coast.
H-FOD. Hazy IPAs. Each one different.
There is something like... Oh, there's check like out, licorice or
you
something.
You gotta check out the website for the malt and hops used.
No. Just tastes like a East Coast IPA.
I disagree. There's something weird.
Hazy IPA.
No, it's what they should taste like.
They're what they're supposed to taste like. There's something weird. They're trying to be traditional.
It's a Northwest East IPA.
Northwest East. That's interesting.
I mean, there's a little bit of hop backbone in there. Not much. But it's kind of got like a, like, you know, you dust flour on, you know, pastry that you're making. It's like has that kind of thing going on to it.
Hmm. A hazy maple bar? Is that
pastry dust. How's your pastry dust?
Hey guys, this is Paul from Houston.
Hey Paul.
I know it's been a few weeks since I called into the show. I've been actually been moving just within Houston, moving houses. So it's been a crazy few weeks and haven't had a chance to call in. But we've been listening to the show and enjoying it. And I realized I never called you guys and gave you a report about my trip to Portland and Bend. So I won't go into too much detail now just because it's been a few weeks. But I will say that my favorite brewery the whole trip was Great Notion in Portland. Had some really amazing hazy IPAs there, some milkshake IPAs, and just everything I tried there was really, really good. So definitely recommend that one to anyone who's going to Portland. Also got to go to the Oregon Brewers Festival when I was up there. Happened to be going on the weekend that I was there. Hadn't specifically planned to go that weekend. It just kind of worked out, and so had to go as long as I was there. Pretty amazing event. They had, I think, something like 200 different beers from breweries, you know, all over the West Coast, mostly Portland or mostly Oregon, but kind of all over the West Coast, and a few even from other places like Colorado and some other places. So just lots of options. Got to try a lot of different beers. Really, really fun event. And yeah, so now that I've moved in Houston, I'm actually like three blocks away from a local brewery here called Eureka Heights. So pretty pumped to have that within walking distance. It's a good local brewery. They make some solid beers, and so I'll be glad to have that close by. It might be dangerous to have it so close, but looking forward to having them close. And one other thing, I was going to give you guys a little tip. You may already know this, but just thought I'd let you know something that I learned recently that is pretty awesome. So if you ever get a beer and it's not cold and you want it to be cold fast, I learned this trick. So you take a paper towel or a washcloth or something like that and you soak it in water and then you wrap it around the beer and you stick it in the freezer for like 10 or 15 minutes and it cools the beer down really quickly. So
speaking
it's a good
of
trick if you're ever in a hurry to get a beer from room temperature to drinking temperature and you don't want to wait a few hours for it to cool down in the fridge. So anyway, guys, that's all I had. I'll call in again soon, but in the meantime, keep up the good work. All right, bye.
We have done that trick on this show several times. But I usually I'll wet the paper towel, but I usually don't put that in the freezer. I usually just put in the fridge. It seems like cold, but the freezer trick, we always do that one.
Is there still a beer in the freezer?
Yes.
Good. I'm glad he mentioned that. Thank you for mentioning that because we forgot we had a beer in the freezer.
Head Full of Dynamite version 5. Head Full of Dynamite is an ongoing series of hazy IPAs, each one different from the one before. Friends bring in happiness into your life. Best friends bring beer. Down and Dirty. Two row rolled oats, flaked wheat, white wheat, and lactose with Mosaic, Eldorado,
maybe it's the
Sriracha Ace, and Citra hops. So it's that is your classic East
maybe
Coast
it was
green bill.
Lactose that freaked me out.
Say Sriracha.
Sriracha Ace. Sriracha
Gold.
Sriracha Ace.
New beer.
And then aroma would be nectarines, guava, and floral. And then flavor would be pineapple, orange, and earthy. So you're getting that. You're getting the pineapple, orange, earth. But that is.
Gesundheit.
That is an East Coast, guys. It's.
All right. You know. All right. Just saying. That there's some secret.
Nor did I say it was the best thing in the world. I just said that's what.
Going around the table from left to right of Podcast Owl.
It's
Libertine
my turn.
Brewing, a can. A Libertine can. Donated to the show by Matt Bearder Brewer 87.
No, please go on with the song.
Continue.
Something makes me feel fine. What's the rest? Whoa. Blowing like jasmine in my mouth.
Whoa, this aroma is tardy.
Our sour golden ale aged with pluots and raspberries.
Libertine. So does Libertine have that same kind of thing that Zach Spring is going to have? The canning crowler canning that will can any kind of size?
I don't know if it's the... I don't know what machine they got. Libertine has probably the most manual machine where you... it's so beautiful.
Talk with that in the background. You don't sit and listen to it.
Yeah, you got to take some time.
Nah.
Come on, Paul. You got to do something with this.
Oh, yeah. This does feel like Paul would just kill it with some perfect pour / craft beer lyrics in here.
Wah, 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 wah,
you hear that, Paul?
That's
summer breeze.
That's enough of that.
Makes me feel
that. If you're not singing it by now.
Hazy breeze.
Stop taking all the good names for hazy beers.
What are we talking about?
Nope. Hazy beers. Take all the good ones.
The most manual one where not only do you hit the switch to turn it on, you raise the lever to bring the can up to sandwich it, and then they have two arms. You roll the first arm over, it does the first seam. You roll the second arm over, it does the other seam.
That's a lot
most
of
machines, you just turn it on, hit a button, and it runs.
Two different arm seams.
You don't get it.
Well, they should.
You've never sealed a can in your life. It's
nope.
Okay.
Never have. Never have.
You're
on my deathbed. I'm gonna be like,
Come here closer.
Your grandparents never tanned their own things? No,
yes, Mike. What is it? What is it? I never seal the can. What? I never seal the can.
He said all his money's in the can.
There's always money in the banana stand.
Money in the can. Everybody, start searching his cans. He's dead. Start searching. Open up all his cans.
He's got 5,000 beer cans in the garage.
That fucking pack rat, son of a bitch, Mikey. God, thank God he's dead. I'm not dead. I'm feeling much better.
She turned me into a noob.
Well, I'm getting better.
All right. Sorry.
No tangent.
Yeah, it's a dessert one. But, you know, I don't do them when I'm involved.
Only
when you guys are doing it.
That doesn't make any sense.
But I don't know exactly which unit he purchased.
Okay. So it might not be Zach's thing.
I think he bought the ball unit, but I think it was an update to what people, or I don't know. I can't even.
I can't even. We don't know, but it's possible that Zax and Libertine are working with the same system or not.
Oh, you'll find out in about.
Hey guys, can you hear me?
Yeah.
I'm driving.
Scotty B.
Whoa. I mean, technically, I'm not driving, but I'm in my car. The engine is running, and I'm
pulled over to be safely.
I just haven't left work yet, and I noticed.
You just hang out in the parking lot.
It's the night of recording, and I hadn't left a voicemail yet.
Oh, like, Scotty B.
Golly.
Oh, but it didn't make it. Stop.
Another chance to get by to leave a voicemail.
What voicemail? What are you talking about? Oh.
I would have been so mad at me. Well, anyway, a couple things. I'm going to be in SoCal weekend of 29th, 30th, unless Zach's Brewing opens on or before that weekend.
Because
that's
back.
Where I'll be.
You cannot miss the Zach's Brewing.
Zach's Brewing if that happens. So aside from that, I'm going to be there. That's the last weekend of September. I'm going to be judging beer in Manhattan Beach. Pretty fancy. Manhattan Beach brew competition thing.
El Segundo.
Cup, something
north,
like that.
North of Long
fun.
Beach.
So hoping to see at least Chew, maybe some other people, maybe Kelly, not sure. But yeah, I'm doing that. And I have a coworker that I sit next to that knows a lot about sports ball. Specifically, fantasy football.
Uh-oh.
So if Tony Bags or somebody's going to get all that stuff together, I want to get in on some of that, if I can.
Look at the
But don't
quorum.
Worry, I won't be asking
Look
for help. I have somebody that knows all about it.
Oh, yeah, we need a sucker
guide
there.
Me in junk. All right, so I want to wrap this up. I'm heading towards the two-minute mark. I don't want to just drone on and put people to sleep like I'm singing a damn lullaby. Because I'm just like, blah, 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 blah.
Makes me feel
okay?
Bad.
So I'm just going to say a few more things that sound like inane ranting and rambling.
Stop filling the space, Scotty B.
Keep up the great work, and I'm soon to be driving.
Yeah.
Woo. Keep up the good work, Woo-hoo. And at 2:59, 3 minutes.
He did it.
Keep up the good work, guys.
Yeah, there may be a spot
what,
or two
you want
open
more hazy? Cool.
On the perfect, I do. The perfect Pour'em, the Indie Beer Championship, Perfect Pour Fantasy Football League. Tony Bags is running it. If you get a hold of him, Tony Bags on social media, Tony Bags with a Z. There might be.
I did my part. He said I had till Friday to respond.
He went on the Pour'em and said, "Are you in or not?" And it was like Matt was like, "No." Say yes or no. Matt was like, no.
He said I had till Friday to respond, so I did my part. I went on there and I responded. No.
I'm not part of your geeky fantasy league. I'm in there. I'm in. I'm going to win it all this year. I forget who won last year.
What are the perfect board tree you be here? Guess what I'm doing? I'm celebrating this thing. Yes. What am I celebrating, Holmes?
We don't know.
The end of summer, Holmes.
No.
No.
Fall
no.
The
going.
Air
still going.
The morning breeze with no, the fresh
up.
Air. And the,
what about a summer breeze?
The gloominess, Holmes.
I'm not
Holmes,
shutting
so
my pool down yet.
That's right.
I want to know still your open. Three beers of summer 2018, Holmes. I'll tell you mine while you think of yours. I said, check it out. No particular order. McLeod Van Nuys. Delicious, crisp lager from McLeod Ales. Another one that I purchased a lot, Holmes, would be Swami's IPA. Pizza Port, Holmes. Go-to six-pack, 16 ounce. Under $13. Can't beat it, Holmes. Great summer beer. My third one, Holmes, no doubt, it was Back to the Filter, Holmes. Gotta say it. Even though I only had a six-pack, Holmes, I made it last. The whole summer, Holmes. Brian Beagle, and the guys at Pariah made a delicious clear IPA. Delicious, delicious. So, what were your three beers of summer 2018? And the listeners, what were your three? Hit me up, DM me on Untappd. This is Chew Your Beer. And I had to watch. Oh, make sure you drink my beers, eh? Don't let them go out of cold, Holmes. You guys like to sell her stuff. Don't sell her my stuff. Drink it fast. That. I had to watch you. Peace out, eh?
Thank you, Chew. Have we had a Chew beer yet this week? Yeah, you know, we had the Indiana Jones themed one.
Ah, yes.
We've had one so far. We'll have to make sure we pick another Chew beer in there.
It's bringing it back. Bringing it back.
But it's like real low.
Just there in the back. It's elevator music.
All right. Yeah, it's fine. We can talk in the background.
Second floor.
Summer beer, can you, I, Chew always throws it, and they're great questions, but they're ones that I need to have time to think about, so I can't
unprepared.
Even, I can't do it. Do you have a beer, at least one summer beer, there's like, yes, this has been my jam this summer.
One, two,
Central
right
Coast,
in front of me.
Central Coast,
Pitch Perfect.
The Pitch Perfect, and Libertine.
Summer Breeze.
Summer Breeze. Makes him feel fine. He rolls through the jasmine in his mind.
Yes. That's one,
what the
two.
Hell is that noise? Some weird noise. There's all kinds of weird noises.
I'm going to guess. What about DeLorean Dust? That was a good one.
What?
DeLorean Dust.
DeLorean Dust?
I don't remember.
It was double
this.
From
It was
Alvarado.
Probably good, but I don't
think we had
mind.
It, did we?
Yeah, we did.
Oh. You had that at home.
You're that,
like,
was great.
Hey, guys, what about DeLorean Dust?
Maybe
one
I
of
that.
Us had it.
What about
where was beer? Isn't beer camp a summer thing? Where is beer camp been?
Yes, it did not show up this year.
Yeah,
I think we usually have it at 4th of July.
Right, it feels like it's a summer thing, and there was not a beer camp. Sierra Nevada just too busy.
They're too busy
being Sierra Nevada. Because my choice is the non-existent 2018 summer beer camp. So, the swamp cooler is starting to act up. Ooh, we might have to shut it down.
Shut her down.
Shut her down.
Shut her down.
Sorry for the crickets this summer.
The birds
Speaking
have
of
built
summer,
a nest.
Sorry for all the cricket noises. Sorry for the swamp cooler noises. I hate it. I hate the summer recordings. As an editor, as the editor of The Perfect Pour, Not as a co-host, but I'm speaking now as the editor of the Perfect
Pour. Use
the
quotations around that
crickets
term.
Air quotes.
And the fucking swamp cooler drives me insane when I listen to it afterwards, and I can't get rid of them in the editing room. They're just there. I'm just like, great. We're just this half-ass fucking rig with the fucking swamp cooler making all these noises.
The bird nest is getting sucked in.
The birds
in
are intake. Dying in the swamp cooler. And then there's 800,000 crickets outside the door making all these.
I don't know. The past, Jesus like, 10 Christ. Episodes of the session that I've listened to, there's always a crowd noise when they open the door.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I hear that.
There's each show, the microphones are all out of whack, and they talk about it. So I was like, This seems pretty industry standard.
I know, yeah. Because, yeah, you basically, if you're a beer podcaster, you basically measure yourself up against the session. Like,
yeah.
Like, how do we measure up against the session? And like, oh, they're having problems too. I guess we're okay.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to deal with the swamp cooler. And wait, where is the voice? Now that was the emails, and now it's time for we're gonna shift. And I had something planned for this. Let's see if I can pull it off.
It's taunting you.
It is. It's like driving me nuts. It's completely rallying. I don't even think you could probably
feel like
hear this.
The bearings going out on it or something.
No, it's the fan. The fan is hitting a piece of metal up there. I know. I've had to deal with it up there before.
don't make me come up there.
I know exactly what's going on.
No, I'm about to go up there and whoop that ass.
I don't know what we were at up there. You son of a bitch. No,
I'm about to throw that piece of metal across the yard.
I just called to say I'm drinking. I just called.
This just keeps getting better and better.
Yep. To say how drunk I am. I just called to say I'm in.
So that's what the noise was. A beer was stuck in the swamp cooler.
Beer was up there.
I love gold.
Were you cold transferring that in your swamp cooler?
Yep. I was just leaving it in the swamp cooler water, letting it cool down.
That's how you cool a beer.
I can feel the summer breeze behind me now.
I was, now we're moving on to the traditional voicemail segment of the show.
He's
that
like,
was
what?
All our emails. Louis had been sleeping here, and
who said
just
my name?
Woke him up.
Hot dogs?
Hey, guys. It's Happy Libations.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Because I'm driving.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm stuck
Doesn't
in traffic
sound like it.
On my way to a baseball game,
what?
Which, I mean, XL Pharaoh's got to hit me up. I hope he does. So I'll probably call you later if that's a thing. I just wanted to speak about the Grand Get It. And I know we got some flack for leaving so many voicemails.
Nah.
And I can just
people
say
are just
that
having fun with you guys.
We respect your voicemail limit, which is why we all decided to call in.
Oh, they're playing their game.
I, for one, give you the right to talk over my voicemails anytime or to cut them.
Yeah, I'm talking over them.
What are you talking about? We never talk over voicemails.
Never talked
sometimes
over
them. Sometimes I really have something to say, and sometimes I ain't got shit. So, speaking of something to say.
Comb the desert.
I also feel like we probably didn't call in a while because I, for one, felt pretty shitty that we clogged up your voicemails when Chew had such a moving,
it was a good break from
to share.
The seriousness.
So I feel like that was kind of, I felt like we could have handled that a little bit better.
Like you knew.
But, Chew, yeah. I love you, man. You give me hell all the time and make me drink copious amounts of beer, even when I really can't. But I love you, and I'm so sorry that you had to go through that. And I appreciate you sharing your story. I can't speak from that, but I can speak as a woman trying to get shit done on a daily basis and being judged for that and for my age. So I can't say that I see where you're coming from, but there are aspects of it where I definitely feel like I know where you're coming from. So shout out to Chew. Shout out to my Florida reps, because I love you guys too. Shout out to Mikey, Matt, and the Nick.
Hey, it's
me. Love you guys too.
That's us.
And I just feel like we need a whole lot more love to go around.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, I'm going to continue driving.
Yes.
And hope you guys are well. Peace out. Oh, sorry. Keep up the good work. Bye.
that.
I was like anticipating a keep up the good works, but she didn't say it, so I was like, oh shit. I said, and then she put it in there.
And she rectified the situation.
Yep.
Wow. That's how you voicemail, folks.
That's how you send a voicemail.
Cheers. More love.
Yes, more love. Craft beer, man. That's why it was so shocking for us. It's like, wait, we're in a craft beer bubble. Like, everyone's like, cool. I don't understand what's happening.
Hey, guys. It's Paul.
Uh-huh.
Just wanted to touch on a few things regarding Fontana Jim's idea to give racist ale works a second chance. You know, I feel like the only way that they could have redeemed themselves is to have fired that person that mm-hmm. denied Chu and his family, that was a hostess, I'm assuming, fire that person and make a public statement saying this is not who we are.
Boom.
As a company, and, you know, invite him and his family back. But they didn't do that as far as I can tell. So they blew it. So they will forever be racist.
They blew
ale
it.
I, based on Matt's culture story last week about the Rick Astley joining McKellar, in London, I couldn't help but throw a little little tune in there, Rick Astley tune.
We don't know what you're talking about. We haven't heard it yet.
Learn the song. I looked up the video, and I think everybody should do themselves a favor and watch that video for that song.
Watch the Foo Fighters playing it.
Blah blah.
That's the whole reason why YouTube exists.
His outfits and his dance moves are so freaking ridiculous.
No, the bartender's dance moves.
It's comedic.
It's the bartender.
Great
that's
tune
the star.
In a cheesy, super white bread kind of way, but it is very, very, very amusing to watch that video. So everybody, do yourselves a favor. Last order of business I wanted to talk about is in this world of overabundance of options of beer, I'm starting to see so many of the bottle shops that have like just so many choices, and unfortunately, so many of those choices happen to be hazy IPAs. And what's starting to happen now is I check my dates and they can't move enough of the stuff. And I'm starting to see 4 or 5 month old IPAs on the shelf. And it's going to become a big problem, I think. Mm-hmm. I'm even seeing like 3 or 4 month old modern times. I mean, just there are almost too many choices. And if all those choices were stouts and sours and, you know, stuff shelf stable,
yeah,
that would
who
be
cares?
Fine, but
jerks,
it's not.
He's
so,
saying they're shelf stable.
I don't know. How are we going to deal with this?
Shelf stable.
We're shelf stable.
Because you can't be
your shelf stable alternative.
4 or 5 month old fresh hot beers. It's not going to work. All right, that's it. Cheers. Keep up the good work. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
But whose fault is it really?
Then my PA kid. Then them hazy kids.
You hazy kids.
You
haze bros.
You brought too many bears. Get off of my lawn.
You hazy bros have ruined it.
It's a problem.
It's an epidemic.
Like, speaking of Total Wine, like our Total Wine here is still a new Total Wine. There are IPAs in there that have been there since that store opened.
Oops.
Like I the last time I was in there a week ago or so ago, and there are a lot of IPAs that have been there. There's 2017 on the dates.
Oh yeah.
There's too many IPAs, and they're making too many, and IPAs are only good for 3 months, and
where's the enjoy by, please?
There's them damn too many of them. It's sort of like...
Even Louie's upset.
Even Louie doesn't like it. Louie has woke up from his nap to complain about them damn IPAs.
What do you think about the hazies?
Louie just...
That was not the response I was looking for.
And now Nick has to deal with the mic that's been licked by Louie.
It smells like dog breath.
Nick was trying to be a good podcaster, do something different.
I was going to let Louie say his piece.
Now he has to deal with the
dog lick. Dog lick. Thanks, Louie. Thanks man. For not letting me down.
Louie doesn't like all these IPAs around either. That's why it's sort of become even more important about having a local brewery to just go down. Like, if I go down to Tioga, Toga has a refrigerator full of cans. Like, I trust that, like, I don't have to worry about checking those dates. I'm going to go down there and, like, yeah, give me that four-pack of XBA. Ooh. And I don't even have to worry about it. It's going to be fine. But if I go to anything, especially a Total Wine, it's like, how old is this thing? The BevMo, I went into BevMo a week ago, too. It was pretty much the same issue as Total Wine. It's like, you better really look at what you're grabbing off the shelf, because...
Oldies but goodies.
Yeah. And my regular liquor stores I go to, I'm going in there regularly, so I know what's new and what's not. And so it's like, oh, okay, that's new. That's fine. I haven't seen that. That's fine. But there are all these group of IPAs that I was like, I don't think they're ever going to do anything with this. And the at least the market once in a while will put stuff on here locally. There's this grocery store, it's just simply called The Market, and they'll put stuff on sale if there's an issue with it or something. At least they'll put it on sale. But I find there's so many places, liquor stores, bottle shops, what have you, that don't recognize that they've got a date that's fading and they need to get rid of this, and they don't do anything about it and don't put it on. Like, why is it? Are they going to make it? Maybe Matt can speak to this, but like, as a liquor store owner, am I going to make more money by putting that beer on sale? Like, drop the price really low so I can get people to actually buy it. Or to just wait for that rep to come the next time he comes in and say, hey, you gotta take these back, man. They're not selling. Like, which is better for that shop owner? This is not Matt's. I know this isn't Matt's, like, Matt's not a rep, but like.
There's multiple layers to this onion.
Mm-hmm. Where's Randy?
Unless somebody is self distributing. It's up to the distributor to do all buybacks. The distributors typically only buy back whole cases. And at the end of the day, nobody wants to lose money.
Mm-hmm.
From my personal standpoint, I don't necessarily want to highlight, hey, this is old. This is why it's on sale.
Right.
I wouldn't go posting that on social media. But if I notice that, you know, IPA was 30 days old and still in my presence, I would be a shopkeep that would lower the price.
Mm-hmm.
With reasonable standards. I wouldn't want people to be like, oh, you know, like Target. You're just like, okay, well, I know their pricing scheme. If I wait another 2 days, it's going to go down too. But it's not mm-hmm. like that. But I think there'd be a lot of places that benefit from trimming the price a little bit. Everybody receives a suggested retail price. And everybody tries to deal with their profit margins, but what good is it to you if you just have beer hogging shelf space sitting there forever?
Mm-hmm. It's not gonna be better for them to have them get bought back or get them taken away from the rep. Like, it's better to still to just. Even if it's almost like at cost to just get it on sale and get it out of there.
There's a pretty good markup on beer. Yeah. When it goes to the retailer. Because, I mean, I think from brewery to distributor, there's probably anywhere from a 20 to 30% markup. And then retail, there's a bigger gap. So it's... they could come down in price. But I mean, even somebody like you, Mikey, if you're going into the store mm-hmm. and say you knew an IPA was 60 days old
yep.
and say instead of $10.99,
I know things.
Instead of $10.99, it was $8.99.
Yeah.
Would you bat two eye? You wouldn't even bat an eye at it. You'd just be like, all right.
Yep.
Let's get this.
Well, yeah, there was at the market,
mm-hmm.
there was Strike Brewing. There was a beer. I forget. It was one of their baseball themed beers. And they had a four pack of 16-ounce cans for $5, and it was IPA. Mm-hmm. I was like, I know there's something up with this. I didn't know what. It didn't have the date on it, but I was like, I'm getting it. I don't care. It's $5 for
this is for fine.
It has alcohol in it, right? I don't care. $5 for a 4-pack of 16-ounce beers. And the issue was that there were there were gushers. I opened it up and it was like shh. So I was like, oh, this is why they're $5. But it's still fine because it was alcohol. I knew something was gonna be up and it was still IPAs, it was still decent enough to drink.
Yeah.
And so
once it settled out a little bit, you were able to.
So I know oh, this is a 4-month-old IPA, but it's on sale for $6 for the 4-pack.
You took one for the team.
I'll be like, yeah, that sounds good to me. I'll get 4 IPAs that are taste a little bit old for $6. I'll do it. So I would rather shops do that. Like even like you're saying, like, oh, you don't want to highlight the fact that there's something up with this beer. Mm-hmm. That's why we have it on sale. But me as a experienced beer buyer, I'm like, I know there's something up, but I only have $6 and I would like 4 16-ounce cans. So I just wish I would see that more, that places would put more stuff on sale rather than just try to just hope that somebody's doesn't check their dates and just grabs it off the shelf.
So the two most extreme cases I've – or three, four. Four most extreme cases I've ever seen. I've seen Moroa Shell, one of our local craft beer pioneers or industry leads. Mm-hmm. I've seen them bring in beer before, like say like a Dogfish Head or something like that. It's like Dogfish Head, 6-packs, $3.99. You know what that deal is. Yeah. He cleared out the stock. He has it at a low price point. Nobody's upset. I've seen stuff like that where he's just like, we got a ton of it. It's gone. I've seen things like Trader Joe's. They do the brown bag where you get a mixed 6-pack. You don't know what it is. They throw in some good things.
I do miss that.
So, you know, that's a good, noble thing. It's just like, hey, it could be a 6-pack of Guinness. Or it could be some accumulated knowledge. You don't know.
That'd be hilarious. Ooh, mystery 6-pack. It's just a Guinness 6-pack. Yeah. I got to get a 6-pack.
We all know a grocery outlet. We all know that
bargain market.
You know they're still selling off fresh and easy stuff. So yeah. We know all about that place.
You got any Ed Hardy beer?
Yeah.
And then, I miss fresh and easy.
I miss fresh and easy. Damn it. As well.
They had some unique Stone beers, which is weird.
Yeah.
Like they had like Stone beers that no one else has. I was like, why is a UK market based market have Stone beers that no one else has? I don't understand that.
The Coachella Brewing.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about those guys. Are they still around?
What? Not I since Fresh and Easy went under.
So that's what I miss about Fresh and Easy is they used to get 24-hour-old growlers of Control Valley Brewing.
Oh, yeah.
And if you waited till the following Wednesday, they went half off.
Yeah, they're like, oh, we'll put this on sale.
You're like, let's move it. I'll try it.
Let's get it out of here.
Move it.
So, yeah, so there was, what was it? So, discounted beer, grocery outlet, the brown bag special. What was the fourth one?
Target beer.
No, it wasn't Target. What was the fourth way to...
Does Walmart... I would never shop in Walmart. I haven't shopped in Walmart in 20 years. But does Walmart have any craft beer in there?
They tried to do their own.
They tried to do their own?
Yeah. They partnered with a brewery.
They did. That was the thing. Walmart does have craft beer, but from my understanding, they don't have attendance, or they don't have associates that work at the store to attend the aisle. So if nobody restocks it, it could like be in Bevmo. The back. It could be in the back, but nobody restocks
like Total Wine.
Yeah. And then
nobody pays attention to the beer area in Total Wine. It's like all the wine and liquor area. And it's like, oh yeah, we do have a beer area back there, huh? Forgot about that.
Come taste beer this Friday. Oh, it's Barrel House again.
Barrel House, we're back.
Forgot my fourth reason. Damn.
Well,
that was going to be a good one.
We still got some voicemails, so you think about that.
All right.
Hey, what is up, Perfect Pour? Can you hear me?
What
is drinking? Currently enjoying beer. I've been looking for quite a while, trying to get my hands on, say, Yeti. And I gotta say, I agree with Nick. Any season is stout season.
Yes.
No.
Well, by the way, this is Jake from Utah.
Hey, what's up, Jake from Utah?
It's been a little while. Got a call, check in. The first thing I gotta say is, Chew, thanks, man. I got the digital bath you sent me. Man, that is a damn good beer. Thank you very much, sir. One of the main reasons I'm calling, though, is Oktoberfest has started in Utah.
Whoa.
So it's been voted one of the 10 best Oktoberfests by a couple different magazines, including I don't know if it's GQ or Men's Health, but it's a snowbird ski resort. So it's up in the mountains. Great scenery, lots of good beer from lots of Utah breweries like Squatters Wasatch. Went to all the big ones. This year, since we're getting Odell's in Utah now, Odell is there serving up a lot of their fantastic beers. it is free to attend, but with, of course, Utah's really weird liquor laws, the way it works is so you can just walk around, it doesn't cost you anything to get in, but if you want to try the beers, what you have to do is you have to buy a serving glass. And they got a couple different sizes, they got one that's like the glass kind of shaped like a can, or all the way up to the big steins, and they've all got this special collector's emblem. They do a different one every year, so a lot of people like to collect those. Not really sure on the price. I want to say the can glass is about $5. So after you buy that, you walk around all the different breweries and stuff, and depending on the size glass you got, will depend on the price of the pour. So I think I want to say the can glass is about $2.50 to $3 to fill last year. So I'm assuming it's going to be about the same price. But one of the cool things is you can pay right up on their big tram they got up to the top of the mountain. It's up 11,000 feet on top of Hidden Peak. And just a couple of years ago, they put in a nice, big, brand-new ski lodge up there. It's more than a ski lodge. It's a big, they have, like, conventions and weddings and stuff up there. But they have an area where they have music playing.
Are you saying
little concerts, both, from just normal kind of folk music or...
Oh, cut him off.
Oh.
Hit the 3-minute mark, bro. Damn. Can't do that shit. Gotta fucking watch yourself.
I don't know if I could do the snow. It sounds awesome, but Hidden Peak, I think you called it. What's the salt flats like? What's the craft beer scene? Salt flats.
Oh, you just like that because you can race your car hot rods. You just love the hot rod, don't you? Oh,
Jesus built my hot rod.
Wait, I think he finishes
it. Hey guys, Jay in Utah again. Sorry, got cut off. Just trying to put in too much information into one voicemail. So just want to kind of finish off where I was talking about the Oktoberfest up here in Utah. It's running now. It started actually a couple weeks ago. It's running every weekend from 12 p.m. to 6:30 or 7 p.m. All the breweries every day. All the specialty food, German authentic foods they have, all that kind of stuff, serving all weekend, every weekend. I think they're actually also open on Labor Day. So there's plenty of time. If anyone happens to end up here in Utah looking for something to do, Oktoberfest is a great thing to do. It's always a good time. Well, so I say thanks for what you're doing, and keep up the good work, guys.
Yes.
Keep up the good work, guys.
I've been to Salt Lake City once. She
called me up. I've been to it once too.
It's a pretty awesome city. But she didn't
leave her name. I just been to the airport. Right?
No.
I flew in. It's a bumpy flight. It's bumpy. When you fly in, it's bumpy.
No, we drove it.
But it looks pretty. Oh, you drove?
We drove it.
Did you take the northern Nevada route or the southern Nevada route?
Yes.
The southern?
We on the way to Utah, we drove up through Reno, up through Elko, Nevada.
Oh, okay.
Through the Salt Flats into Salt Lake City. Mm-hmm. And then on the way home, we drove south and stopped in Las Vegas.
And
we cut that corner of Arizona where everything gets really red, like the cartoons.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I drove through.
The producer helped her friend move to Salt Lake City from Marin one time and did that northern route and said it's like the creepiest, like from Reno to Salt Lake City, it's just like the creepiest drive ever. It's just like desolate as hell.
It is, yeah. We did that part in the middle of the night, so it wasn't terrible because you didn't know where you're at, good or bad, you know, until the sun comes up and you're starting to get into Utah and all that. But it is, yeah, it is nothing land.
Creepy, man.
Nothing.
Well, thanks everyone for all the voicemails. A big ass voicemail week, as usual, as per usual. Everyone loves them voicemails. We give them to you. The greatest, the biggest voicemail show in the history of podcasting. That's us. You're listening to it.
I love God.
No, damn it. I wish there was a beer opening. We got a lot of beers here. Same.
We're fine.
We're good.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
There's constantly new IPAs to look out for.
Constantly.
Or as they say in the trading game, ISO, in search of, whatever you want to call it. There's things that we should look out for. And Matt, what are you looking out for?
I don't have anything.
You've had it all, man. You've had the week. You've been in the Central Coast. What do you need? What more do you need?
Well, I just got back to town.
Just got back. Just trying to figure it all out. Nick, what are you looking out for?
I had one. It was really good. And I did not write it down.
No, we're not Bencots, Nick. We're looking out
for you. No, this is actually looking out for you. Yes, you're correct. I did not write down my looking out for.
Okay.
But Bencots, I did write down tonight.
You had one to look out for.
Uh-huh.
I was like, I had a beer.
Yep.
Okay, I gotcha. You're fine.
The one I wanted to write down, I was 90% there. I was like, okay, I'm going to write this down. This is going to happen.
But your moleskin was not close by.
But wait, let's check the style before I write it down. And it's Phantom Carriage.
Yeah.
And it's a freaking hazy IPA.
Oh, Phantom Carriage makes hazy.
So IPAs. I am not looking out for
Phantom Carriage. Oh, no. So Nick, not looking out for that hazy from Phantom Carriage.
Not looking
out. Just so out you guys for. Know, don't send it. Pizza Port Brewing.
Pizza Port.
San Diego's Pizza Port. They have one, Manu Bay. It's an IPA. It's a Nelson character IPA. It's got a pretty ocean wave scene on the can. That's what made me
ocean look about scene.
It. Iberi Tacos was touting how it's only $2.66 for a 16-ounce can.
Wow.
It's a nice
That's
price.
That's very reasonable.
Reasonable price.
Modestly priced.
Altamont Beer Works up there in the Bay Area. They've been all over the social media this week. Instagram has just been pushing these out this week because they've got all these cereal-themed beers.
Oh, shit.
Captain Kush.
Oh, no.
It's a double IPA. It has a spoof of the Captain Crunch on the can, but he's like, you know, it looks like he's baked. He's like, if you want your Captain Crunch to look like he's baked, then look for the Captain Kush double IPA from Altamont. They also have three other ones that are cereal-based. The Honey Bunches of Hops.
Oh, no.
That's an Imperial IPA.
Yes.
The Magically Hoplicious.
There you go.
That's Lucky Charms theme Imperial. And then they have this one called Berry Cool. It's a Trix-esque theme, and it's an IFA. What do you think? And what do you guys think an IFA would be? What's an IFA?
Frambois.
You think it's a frambois?
Imperial frambois.
Imperial frambois. Ale. Matt, do you have an opinion on what an IFA would be? What an IFA stands for? This Berry Cool is a imperial fruit ale.
Oh,
IFA.
Terrible.
This is the first time I've seen that
used. I've never been more let down in my life.
I saw locally our Easy Mart Chevron's trying to get a hold of those. So
I mean, you put sugar and stuff, and you plan for it to be, you know, 4.5-5%, and you put enough sugar into it, and it actually ferments out. It could be 8%.
An imperial fruit ale.
I'm not saying you should do that.
What?
Here's something for our Colorado reps to look out for. Ursula Brewery in Aurora. Ultimate Clarity, the New England IPA.
That makes no sense.
I don't know. Ultimate Clarity, a New England IPA. A hazy New England IPA called Ultimate Clarity. They have a cool can art. Isn't it ironic? It looks like if don't Fender... It looks like if Fender was going to make a beer, Fender, the guitar company, was going to make a beer, that looks like how their can art would look like. Uh-huh. So it appealed to me as a Stratocaster guy. Strat guy. I'm a Strat guy. Strats all the way, man. Telecasters and Strats. Fieldwork, Oakland's Fieldwork Brewing, the pulp. It's one of the rare beers that they bring back, Fieldwork Pulp, and it has their classic can art, their classic logo, so I appreciate that. I feel like they know they made a mistake with that new logo, and they're going back to the classic logo. We'll see if that happens, but I'm advising Fieldwork to go with their original logo. And one more, the Weldworks, Colorado's Weldworks, that our Colin and Janine give us some Weldworks on the wall. The Pina Colada Milkshake was ranked number one by Pace Magazine. That's Stevie Ray Vaughan, sir. Why am I hearing Stevie Ray Vaughan?
Not quite, sir.
Oh, Jimmy Page or Jimmy
Jimmy Page.
Jimmy Hendrix.
You said Stratocaster.
Well, yeah.
Who else plays the Stratocaster
Stevie Ray Vaughan
better than this?
Eric Clapton, Stevie Ray Vaughan.
He knows his guitars, bro. He's all about that Strat life. Oh,
Jimi Hendrix. That's just one of those grunge guys from Seattle.
Jimmy Hendrix. He's just a grunge guy.
Those grunge players.
Play some grunge. Hey,
play grunge.
That's what I'd do. If I had the DeLorean, I'd go back in time, watch a Jimi Hendrix, and be like, hey, play grunge.
Hey! Smells like Teen Spirit.
Why don't you play an acoustic guitar like an adult?
Yeah.
Hey. Ooh, you're lighting your guitar on fire. Ooh, big deal. Big deal.
He's all, man, that guy's really getting to me. Just sitting in there. Well, that's all I'm looking out for, guys. This damn phone keeps locking up on me. And I got to go back in and figure out what the hell's going on. You know, nobody's getting any new beers or anything. Nobody cares. Nope.
We've had a good show.
can we just go home now?
Nope. Can't go home. Got to keep going, guys. Keep pushing through. What have you guys been doing this week? Untapped, we're all on there. Sometimes we check in the beers, what we've been drinking. Matt, Bearded Brewer, 87.
It's been a light week.
I don't know about that.
It took Thursday through Saturday off again, so majority of my weekend I didn't have anything. I had a couple of Black Buttes on Monday night before heading out of town, Tuesday morning. I did stop by both Libertine and Central Coast Brewing. So at Central Coast, I had their Black Rye IPA, the Monterey Street Pale. They had a coffee stout, and the Pitch Perfect, so I had all those. Libertine, I had their Berlinertine, which is a mosaic dry hop Berliner Weiss, Summer Breeze, and let's see, what else did I have from Libertine?
More Libertine. Did you see Tyler?
Yes.
Is he coming to the ranch?
He is.
Pro, is he?
Yeah, that's why I made the...
Well, I didn't know if he was coming, though. I thought you were just trying to goad him into coming.
I think he's going to try to go in there, compete.
Which day?
And the actual day. I think it's the eighth.
There's 3 days.
I think he's actually going in on the 8th. The championship
is on the Sunday of the 8th.
Right. Saturday, 8th.
Okay. Well, it's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Anyway, Sunday is when the champion is
I think crowned. He's going in to compete. And then I think there's a podcast that's doing a live thing there. Surf podcast.
Oh. Which podcast? Do you know?
No, he just said, I listen to a surf podcast. And he's like, obviously, I have no,
I'm gonna have to
no relation to
Tyler.
It.
See what podcast that is. I got to listen now.
And I think he said he's going to go in there. He's going to compete, do some commentary on the podcast.
He's going to compete?
He's a surfer. I don't know. I mean,
Tyler's maybe not
he'll
on
get
that.
In the, maybe he'll get in the wave pool. I don't know.
For a tour.
I wasn't listening that heavily. And then he said he's going to cut out before Blink plays.
He's well, old.
Well, if he's going to be on Saturday, I wasn't going to plan on going in on a Saturday because Blink's playing on the Saturday. I was like, I don't want to be around the Blink crowd. I want to be
these
on,
kids.
On the real surfer crowd. But now that he's going to be on the Saturday, I don't know. I'm trying to get a media pass. So.
Smashing Chains. That was the other Libertine beer that I had.
All right.
And yes, I did. I did drink a Coors Light. And yes, I did.
Oh, you're admitting to it. I was trying to save you, Matt.
Yep. I don't care.
We're not going to admit it.
And I did drink a Modelo.
Well, nah, Modelo I'm okay
That's
with.
Not exciting.
We got on the charter bus to the park, to Vina Robles, and the Coors Light was the best option. Shuttle it was beer. Either
wow,
it was either
shuttle beers.
Terrible option.
Cheap champagne.
Yep.
Fireball.
Should done it.
Yeah.
805.
Should done it.
Ginger oh, 805, beer, dude.
Ginger beer.
Ginger beer.
Ginger beer.
Ginger.
Or Coors Light.
Ginger beer.
Or non-alcoholic
ginger
beer. So those were wow. your six options. So I had a Coors Light.
Faucet then, water? Did you have faucet water?
And then we went into the faucet water. We went into Vina Robles to watch the concert.
Boom.
And Tony Bags, he had ordered two beers and he put them by himself and he was drinking one the whole time. And it was about a good six or seven songs into it. He's like, by the way, your beer's still sitting there. And I was like, you in no way, shape, or form indicated that was my beer. It looked like you ordered yourself two beers for this concert. And so when
which
I
would be completely understandable. I'd be like, yep, I would have ordered two beers too.
Yep. And yeah. So then I ate a pizza and drank a Modelo and watched Alice in Chains.
Wow.
It was a good time. Because we were so far, because we had VIP seating, so it was kind of like, if you can imagine a baseball stadium, like, you know, they have the boxes, you know, the boxes are always higher than the lower level. So we got to see every time they played a new song off their new album, that was when people chose to go to the bathroom.
Bathroom song, like, I don't know this song.
They're like, I'm here to see Wood, Rooster, you know, blah, blah, blah. Man,
I
want to
see all the Lane Staley.
Yeah. And it's like, oh, this song. It's like, here's another new one. Then the bathroom lines. There they are.
All right.
It's by Ben Caught Drinking.
Ben Caught Drinking on an Alice in Chains show.
But it was good.
Peter Brewery 87. The Nick 80. I am Dorktown, or you can just search for Mikey Top Four. And you can still, if you're not sure, I have a group of just, that is just, I formed a group on, Untapped that are just perfect poor listeners that I, so I can just watch, what perfect poor listeners are drinking.
Nice.
Easier than all the rando Untapped people that I'm friends with. Want to just look at the perfect poor people. So if you're friends with me on Untapped and you're not sure yet that I've had you in that group, just tag me or comment or something on something on Untapped and say, hey, I want to make sure I'm in the group too. You're cool. I had a slow week because I was battling a cold part of the week, so I didn't do a whole lot, but I did have some pool beers. Notably, couple Stone Rippers by the pool. Some pale Stone Rippers. And at a Fort Point, the Animal IPA from Fort Point. All the very fine beers. No problems whatsoever. I did go to Popolo's.
What?
And they had raisins at the salad bar.
Very nice. I was
very happy. Had the limited salad bar. Went back three times.
Just to get some raisins?
Yep. Every time I got
raisins. You make sure, like...
I was like, no craisins, raisins. And I enjoyed it.
Did you make sure a staff member saw you placing raisins on your plate?
I'm
enjoying
these raisins. I'm glad they're out. But at a different point in the week, I went to the Whole Foods salad bar. They only had craisins.
Sir?
Very disappointing.
That's too much salad in your diet.
It's a little salad. But I had Don't Blink from Belching Beaver Brewery at Popolo's. Brewery? A pale ale from Belching Beaver. It was fine. Adequate. I never had it before, so. And that's all I've been caught drinking this week.
Cheers, 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 cheers. Cheers, it's the end of the show and we're giving out some cheers. Cheers, 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 cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, thank you.
Cheers and cheers and beers, bro. That's our new show.
What? Oh! Another new show?
I didn't mean to do that.
Or did you? How many new shows do we have now?
A lot.
I'm confused.
A lot of new shows.
Am I a part of
this? A lot of new podcasts out there. A lot of new, differently named. This one's another Chew Your Beer one because he's like, hey, you got to drink that. Misty Elliott.
Uh-oh. Likeness.
It's a fun name, so you know it's a New England-style IPA.
Son of a bitch. Just keep it down there. Oh, my gosh.
This is a triple. See if you guys cannot look at the alcohol content so you can do a quick ABV. I looked at it, so I know.
Thanks. Thanks a lot.
This is what Nick loves. Triple New England hazy, foggy.
Maybe the
IPAs.
Booze will cut through finally.
Yeah, maybe you might actually like it. You don't usually see a triple hazy IPA. It's not a normal.
Whoa. Boozy, boozy, boozy.
This is different.
I like the aroma.
I don't dislike it. Misty Elliott.
Misty Elliott. Yep, the booze balances it out.
Yeah, you kind of like it, don't you?
I kind of like it.
Is that McKellar beer? Well, I don't know.
I can't look at it yet.
Okay, yeah, don't look at it. I know what the ABV is. Matt, you drank it quickly. Yeah, you need another another judge. Give me something.
11.2.
11.2 from Matt. Nick?
Mm. Regretting my decision.
It's the ABV game. We're playing it.
10-4.
Oh, Nick gets what? It. It's a 10-5. Look at Nick. Loves. He nails those hazy beers, man.
That's right.
Say what you want about Nick. He knows how to get the hazy beers.
I mismanage Total Wines and get the hazy beers.
Yeah, dude. That's pretty messed up what you did up there.
I shouldn't joke about that. That was messed up.
I mean, you shouldn't have done that. You just acted poorly. Cheers, man. Cheers to our golden gods. No new golden gods this week, but that's fine. We didn't lose anybody.
So we cheers
it's
you.
It's really, it's a game.
We don't uncheers.
All the cheers go to our golden gods that give us actual money every month to the show. It helps us out. We bought some stickers this past month. We buy beer. Pays for all the expenses of having a podcast. Everyone's just, it's very appreciated and it's very cool. And thank you guys for providing that for us. Especially, _TModz_, cause I've forgotten that, I didn't find him on social media and, now I found him before. So thank you, TModz. Also cheers to, on Instagram or on Untappd, EB Sand Craft Beer, Benedict Beer Blog, Hops_and_hiking, and Jason Young for subscribing to us on YouTube.
What?
We have a YouTube channel.
What?
Look for the Perfect Pour channel on YouTube.
That's also weird.
There should be a link in the show notes as well. If you're like, where's the YouTube channel? And cheers to Double Mountain, one of my favorite Oregon brewers, Double Mountain, out there in Hood River. They came up with the concept of refillable bottles. And if you're old enough, if you're from the 70s or before, you would remember he used to actually, even I have a vague memory of even Coca-Cola bottles where you would bring them, you know, you'd use them. There would be six pack, like just, you know, regular these old bottles.
Mm-hmm.
And you would bring them back to the grocery store and you would redeem them for either for new bottles or just redeem them for money. And the grocery stores would have to just stack these bottles. I remember the front end being just like all stacks of empty bottles and stuff. And that's just what you did. And I remember even a place in Clovis, it was called the, I think it was called the Bottle Shop or something like that. And it was just the Pop Shop. And you would, you know, everything was glass bottles and you would bring these glass bottles back in and get them refilled and stuff. Well, in an effort to reduce waste and whatnot, Double Mountain's having this policy with their beer bottles, where they're making these specific bottles that are, you can bring them back in to get redeemed or get refilled instead of just, you know, making more bottles and then recycle them and then making more. These are just, you can just keep reusing these bottles. And they've got about six other breweries taking part in this, I believe. So it's kind of starting slow, but it's kind of a thing that's starting to gain steam. So
I don't know. Everybody's leaving bottles.
Might be too I know late. That. Yeah, I know, right? You know, it's like we all want cans now. And now they came up with this concept as we're starting to not even use bottles anymore, but cheers to Double Mountain for doing that. So, Matt, do you have some cheers?
Cheers out to Tony Bags. Thanks for inviting me out to the concert. Cheers to Stormy and Tyler. Thanks for the hospitality when I was in town. And cheers out to Vince. Thank you for the Alvarado Street beers.
Cheers to Vince. Dropping off some Alvarado Street at the brewery. Nick.
Hello.
As Louis
is getting at
Louis
it.
Louis is really digging into his pad right now. He wants a
he's
good
got a
spot.
Tough that material. Mm-hmm. Cheers to Hilnir Vido. Vido?
Hmm?
Untapped. Co-owner and brewer, The Brothers Brewery, Iceland.
Oh. Heck yeah. Any Iceland brewer. I think I did see that in, either on my feed or in Perfect Boards or something. It's like you're brewing in Iceland. It's awesome.
Yes. I hear it's very green.
Yep. Iceland is green. Greenland is icy.
Cheers to Effigy Brewing. Cheers to... Cheers. Well,
cheers to lots of people.
No, well, cheers to the fact that it takes a freaking fantasy football post
fantasy football
on the forum to drag one M. Sardina out of hibernation.
Oh, wait, Mike Sardina commented?
Yes.
On the forum?
Very quick, very simple, but hey, guys, I'm here.
What?
Nice to see ya. It's like M. Sardina. What? I haven't seen that name in years. Mr. Mike Sardina.
I really hope I would, Mike, if you're listening, and Kushnak, if you're listening, I hope I've been meaning to, like, do something on Twitter to, like, has Mike Sardina been to Kushnak yet? And does Kushnak know of Mike Sardina's awesomeness?
So, do you two have you two met? Because Mike's
up there in the main, and Kushnak's up there in the main. And I hope that Mike is, I want to know that Mike has been to Kushnak and just quietly just been there and had some beers and
yes.
So I would like that to come back at us, guys. And I need to just like, even I know he's out there in Maine, so he's it's too late for him to be on the show live, but even if I could interview him and record it and play it on the show, I'd like to get with Mike and just record something.
I think Louis feels the same.
At Mike's convenience. And Louis would like to hear that as well. He is upset. So any more?
And speaking of more. Doggos, puppers, mm-hmm. Cheers to one of Fresno's most famous pups who had his own craft beer pub at one time, Peeve, of Peeve's Public House.
Yes, cheers to Peeve.
No longer with us.
Matt knows Peeve as work. You know,
he works for Peeve.
When we started for this show, mm-hmm. You worked at Peeve's, and so I know you being a big dog lover would have to. Everyone loved Peeve, so. He was just basically the most famous dog in Fresno.
Yeah.
Yep.
Outside of Time Out from the Fresno State. And ooh, I think yes. Even more famous than Time Out, I would
think. Well, yeah, because he served beer. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, big cheers to Peeve. I always wonder, like, I felt like Peeve wasn't that old.
No, something happened.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We don't know what
there
happened.
There was an illness involved.
Craig never mentioned if he had gotten Peeve when he was a newborn or if he adopted, but I think Craig said he at least had him for 8 years.
Oh, wow.
So there could have been a possibility the dog was in, you know, he could 12 have been years older. Old or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, right.
Like that.
By the time he got him, he's just older. So that was just sort of a shock. But, like, yeah, Peeve was this great mellow dog that was just always hanging out. Wherever Craig was at or just downtown, he was always at Tioga or Peeves or wherever and super cool, mellow dog. Yeah. Everybody, if you're a regular downtown Fresno at all, you knew Peeve and everyone knew Peeve. So
I've never seen a dog that would just let the kids just fold his ears backwards and he'd just sit there and take it. Just not move or
he's
anything.
Like, yeah, I'm Peeve. I got this reputation. I guess I can bite him. Yeah. I really would like to, though. So thank you, guys. Thanks for listening to the show. Really appreciate it. Really appreciate talking about the show during the week and hanging out with us. PerfectPourPod.com is where you need all the info for the show. At Perfect Pour Pod on social media. Matt is Bearded Brewer 87. Nick is The Nick 80.
Si, senor.
And I am Mikey Top Pour or MikeyTopPour.com.
And that's all you need to know. But remember, be safe.
Uh-huh.
Have fun.
Uh-huh.
Check your dates. And hey, guys, I'm not podcasting anymore. See you next week.